Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
It's your girl, Beatrice Harris, aka Honey Be the Humanist. I am back again with another wonderful eye-opening episode. This is what Cosmic Collision is all about. So, let's get right into it. And here we go again. And this I'm speaking of was the perceived date of April 8th, 2024, the solar eclipse, aka was supposed to be the apocalypse and whatnot. So today is the day of reckoning. Gather your people. Days of darkness have arrived. Yeah. What happened on April 8th? Was there fire and brimstone? Was there complete utter darkness with people screaming and hollering? No, Shit didn't hit the fan. Kids went to school. Garbage trucks went out. People walked around. And oh yeah, I had wild crazy sex with my husband for our 11th wedding anniversary. Yeah, the eclipse was admired. People enjoyed it. Took pictures. It was a wonderful day that the Lord hath made, and we were glad in it. So the question is, what the fuck was all the worrying for? All the videos, all the articles, all the panic going towards the solar eclipse had everyone on pins and needles in general. Get extra water and supplies. Phone services could cease. Demons would walk among us. Yeah, real scary shit. That didn't really happen. This alarmist behavior is why people are growing tired of the same damn warnings, the same damn hype. Meanwhile, politicians are still dicking us over, figuratively and literally. I woke up on April 8th, feeling pissed off because my pain robbed me of my sleep yet again and I felt groggy. But I vowed to have a beautiful anniversary with my husband, officially 11 years, yay. The day was absolutely wonderful. The peace and the moments were uplifting. Everything I endured medically, I needed it. The feeds were full of footage of the eclipse. People were full of excitement, and the whole event was, from one person's point of view, spectacular. But something still didn't sit right with me at the end of the night. How many people did the social media fool with this? How many people freaked out? I laid in my bed and thought about how many times we were supposed to face judgment, or Paris, or suffer. And then it hit me. Solar eclipses make you feel happier, rejuvenated. It balances out your energies if you have felt out of place or disconnected from your purpose. In short, it really is a spiritual reset. So all this scary information about the symbols, the scriptures, and the this is the end of days, again, was bullshit. And I know there were a lot of you that was prepared for this, but I'm sorry that you were dissatisfied with the outcome. Humans are not that good at predicting the end of days. We look to symbols to make sense out of this crazy plane we call the world, but we always fall short. So many different scenes play out in our head like Doctor Strange, but no, we aren't him either, so gotta stop on that. So many articles about asteroids, deadly viruses, the sun dying out, the moon crashing into the earth, another planet crashing into the earth, the coming of Jesus. You see where I'm going with this, right? We know that we are sitting on top of a super volcano that can wipe up the entire fucking country. We know that. We know that the more biological warfare happens, it could end up wiping out humanity, or my favorite, my most wonderful favorite AI could enslave or wipe out humanity. I'm tired at this point. The only thing I see that's frightening is the push for hypersexualizing children and repeated psychological warfare against the masses. I see the struggle of people just trying to make ends meet, now more than ever. I see women getting dumber and dumber when all they have to do is be fucking decent. The things we're seeing right now are happening before there were even talks about the damn apocalypse. Eclipse, my bad. There are people dying from cancer much younger. There are people dying from the pain they're in. Couples are falling apart due to incompatible traits they share. Unfortunately, love is being used as a commodity, not a force for good. The internet is good and bad, depending on what you run into. We are still being manipulated and abused by the system. We are still being brainwashed by political puppetry. And we are more focused on a day that is, if it weren't for the eclipse, it would have been just another day. My friends, beautiful souls out there, come on. Does everybody remember the potential hellfire that was going to rain down on us with the asteroid situation in, I believe, July 2022? And what was the weather for that? It was about 80 degrees and everyone was just enjoying the fuck out of the day. Now let's go a little bit further ways back. Let's talk about December 21st, 2012. That was supposed to be the absolute Taj Mahal of apocalypse because of the fucking Mayan calendar. How many times are we going to get this shit wrong? Seriously. Now, let's put some mythical information to this, okay? Let's start with ancient China, where solar and lunar eclipses were considered to be omens that foretold the future of the emperor, okay? From then on, it was important to predict eclipses. The ancient Chinese believed that a solar eclipse occurred when a celestial dragon devoured the sun. Pretty interesting, right? Now, there was a lot of talks about days of darkness and whatnot in the coming of the second coming of Jesus or whatever. Well, this is where the ones foretelling this shit, this so-called dark omen screwed up. And you can look this up by all means. The prediction goes like this from the book Joel, chapter 2, verse 31. Prophecy and omens, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. This passage refers to a solar and a lunar eclipse happening at the same time, which means the end of days, because it will turn the sky blood red and the moon will appear black. Everything will cease to work. Thus the days of darkness will come, and those that believeth not in him but the devil will perish before the Almighty. I'm quoting this shit. But I dreamt of this when I was 6 years old, so I will look to that type of alignment when that day comes. Trust me. Being a truly gifted kid and then blossoming into a young woman, having really strange occurrences happen, it's not always a good thing. I have seen too many people use the apocalypse as a business or a campaign to further their own agenda, and I've pretty much had it. People continue to use whatever gift that was given them in the worst way and call it their ability. I have no doubt in my heart that I know that there is a creator out there, but the way it has been written, it's not what you think. As a person that has seen her own visions, which I don't speak openly about them, I can tell you there is much more we are missing. That's what happens when you ascend a little bit. Everything seems off, and you wonder why people around you has changed, but you are standing in the field on your own, looking for answers, looking for a purpose. That is the journey. I'm still on mine. But there are those that think I'm lost or in need of direction. Well, I don't need direction, and I'm far from lost. My waking dreams are proof that I'm not lost. But I know there are those that are, and I will do my best to help them find their way, help them find their path. But I can tell you right now, falling for the same message, the same hype, the same fear, the same requirements is not going to get you far. Look to your own intuition. Look to your own, look to your own mind. Fix it, repair it, elevate it. And maybe, just maybe, the next time you hear the same crap, you'll be a little bit more wiser and just go about your day. Love yourself, love your family, love your friends, love your pets. If you have the ability to, make amends. Strengthen the bond of humanity instead of continuously weakening it. That is something I'm learning how to do. Being consumed by anger clouds your vision. Remove it. And you will see as clear as the water's surface. That is, if you're ready for it. Until next time, Watch the clock and be aware.
Yeah. Honey, be the humanist equinox. There's always a challenge at some point in life, but intentional sorrow is a push in the strife. People are shaking, trying to tie up loose ends. Final strike on humanity begins. There's been a plan in place, but they won't tell ya. Retreat your trust, now hiding from ya. Tried to wreck our soul, part of their goal to push their agenda. This part we know. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head perfect seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, we strike corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, take the default games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. Stepped up the tactics and moving fast. Caught in the rapture, the die is cast. Will you keep quiet until it affects you? Better fight with us before they get you too. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head perfect seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, we strike corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of these wild games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed. 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 Make excuses, nothing you can do. But they say that they'll fix that too. Integrity, then it's the earth crust. This time's overdue for us to bend together. Or just do nothing and lose our rights forever. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head hurt from seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, destroy corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of these foul games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed.